This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. House delegation is reacting along party lines to House Republican leadership's decision to start an impeachment inquiry against President Biden. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Colorado Republican Ken Buck, who days earlier sounded skeptical over an impeachment, said Tuesday that opening an inquiry without a vote was a correct course of action, while Republican Lauren Boebert says she wants to see real teeth in this inquiry, otherwise she'll again try to force an impeachment vote.
I'm ready for a straight up and down vote on the floor, yes or no, impeach Joe Biden. And
my
vote is yes.
But Democrat Diana DeGette says there's no concrete evidence of any wrongdoing by Biden, while Democrat Joe Neguse called it a baseless inquiry. Democrat Jason Crow described it as a scam, which is why, he said, leadership won't let the House vote on it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston plans to spend $48 million to get 1,000 unhoused people off of Denver's streets. Here's the mayor on the plan he calls House 1,000.
We can deliver success on that plan without cutting critical city services that we want to make sure to deliver throughout the course of helping unhoused neighbors and still making sure we're serving all the rest of the city well.
The money will fund hotel purchases, pallet home communities, and rapid rehousing. Downtown Colorado Springs was expecting full power back this morning. An underground fire knocked out power for much of the area early Monday. People saw flames coming out of manhole covers in the city's downtown. It is believed that a failure in underground power lines led to the fire. Many businesses were still without power Tuesday. A rugged foot race in southwest Colorado just celebrated its 50th running over a mountain pass between Ouray and Telluride. Rick Trujillo says he accidentally inspired the race when he became the first person to run the pass in 1974.
Hey, I was in my 20s. I'm now 75. I now understand it requires some work to do this stuff. But in those days, it just came naturally.
Maybe for him. It's now the second oldest running race in Colorado, and there's more about it a little bit later. This is CPR News.